BBC Listen.
I love riding roller coasters, I love patting dogs.
I love dancing on the beach and I love chocolate frogs. Love to wash my hair at night and comb it in the day.
Mama, get those headphones out and listen to me.
But I'm listening to Jackfruit Jones. He's my favourite.
No time.
Whoa, okay. Good morning, Carl. Why are you in such a flap? Did you try drinking coffee again?
Oh, no way. I would never do that. Not after last time. Anyway, no, I need to show you something.
All right.
Just be warned. It's not good.
Oh, okay.
Hey guys, today we're counting down the 50 worst things musician Jackfruit Jones has ever done. Warning, they're pretty terrible.
Wait, what?
At number 50, screaming at waiters. Jackfruit Jones has been known to lose it at waiters who take too long with his food. Here's footage from last week when his burrito was served to him cold.
You, Miss Waitress, are an idiot. Eating this burrito is like eating a snowman.
Oh, no.
Number 49, doing ads for oil companies.
I'm Jackfruit Jones, and I think oil is great. If you don't like oil because it's terrible for the environment, you are an idiot.
That's not even a good ad.
Number 48, Jackfruit Jones also regularly hunts endangered animals, and he loves it.
Okay, stop. That's enough. Carl, why did you show me that? Jackfruit Jones is literally my favourite singer.
And that's exactly why I showed you. You had to know the truth so you'd know not to support him as an artist anymore.
What? But...
Hand over your phone. I'll delete all his songs from your library for you.
No, hang on. It's not that simple. I have to think about this.
Do you? He's a bad guy. We only saw 3 of the 50 worst things he's done.
I know, but just because he's bad, do I have to stop listening to his music?
Today on Short and Curly.
Can you love the art but hate the artist?
Hello, and today you're listening to...
Short, you're listening to Short and Curly.
And Curly.
Yay!
Short and Curly!
Curly, 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 curly.
Short and Curly!
Oh, I'm so upset and mad!
You know, I'm sad too. I love Jackfruit Jones' first album. This fruit ain't big enough for the jack of us.
Oh, I gotta throw something! Yeah!
All right, well, while Molly's hulking out over there, why don't we kick things off with a thinking question? Remember, you can pause the show here for a ponder or a chat with those around you. And our question is, have a think about all the things you love reading or watching or listening to. Is there a book or movie or song that you reckon is amazing, but you know the person who made it isn't so great? How does that make you feel?
Hit pause now.
And while she's still terrorising the whole room, what does our brain trust think? B to the T, have you ever found yourself loving the art but not liking the artist?
I believe that music is like a different reality. It's like outside of real life. Like, it shouldn't be taken as seriously. And there's a specific artist I really like. His music, it's really good. I really like it at least. But he used to do some very questionable things. So, like, if I were to get advice from somebody, it definitely would not be him.
I feel like when you idolise someone and when you really like their music or, you know, their writing, you start to make a connection to them, even if you don't know them. And just when you find out that they did something really questionable and really wrong, it feels like they backstabbed me. Like, it feels like I was completely betrayed.
I widely watch cricket, and so in cricket, I enjoyed watching this player, and he couldn't play at one point due to some things that he did wrong. Now, like, say he comes back and he plays, I wouldn't really enjoy it because, like, thinking about those wrong things, it feels like I'm supporting him in doing those wrong things.
I know, and I did know, of this, like, peace activist, and I had such high hopes of him. Like, I was so inspired by him, and I found out that he did some actions that heavily went against my values and what he was fighting for. Personally, I'm a person that believes separate the art from the artist. Like, if a musician does something that you don't agree with, you can still listen to the music, you just don't have to support the musician. But this person that I'm talking about right now, what he did directly disagrees with everything he fought for.
All right, I broke everything in the room.
Thank goodness we're in the room of breakable things specifically built for when Molly gets angry.
I'm so glad Kyla Slaven installed this at Short and Curly HQ.
She is a great boss. Wait, what's that? Emerging from the rubble. It couldn't be.
It is Matt Beard.
Hey, Matt.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, guys.
Why were you under all that rubble?
I don't know. I was taking a nap in the corner.
You really shouldn't be napping in Molly's angry smashing room.
Wait, I thought this was my nap room.
No. Your nap room's down the hall.
I was wondering why there was no bed.
Matt, I just found out my favourite singer, Jackfruit Jones, is a terrible guy and it's making me feel so crummy.
Oh, yeah. You saw the video?
Yep. It's so unfair. I just like his music. I didn't want to know any of this other stuff.
I get it. Music feels like something we should just be able to enjoy. But once we know that a musician or a writer or an actor, any kind of artist really, has done something terrible or is just a terrible kind of person, it can feel like you can't just enjoy the music anymore.
That's it. It's like now, if I listen to the music, then I'm somehow connected to the bad things he's done. Like, his badness is rubbing off on me somehow.
That feeling you're talking about is called complicity, Molly. Complicity is when someone else has done something wrong and you're connected to it somehow. Maybe you helped, or maybe you just let it happen, or maybe you're enjoying the benefits of their bad actions.
But still, I can't help that I like his music.
You can't control what music you like, but you can control whether you choose to listen to it. Sometimes doing the right thing means making a sacrifice, even if that sacrifice is your favourite song.
I do get how it's kind of unfair, though. Molly didn't do all those bad things. Jackfruit Jones did. And it's kind of like Molly's being punished for the things he did.
The point is, thinking about us being complicit in something bad makes us feel uncomfortable. And we prefer not to feel uncomfortable, so we often want the bad parts of our lives, including problems with the music we love, to be invisible. But just because we don't see it doesn't mean it isn't there. But the point is, a lot of our simple pleasures, like listening to music, aren't actually that simple. And so we've got a choice to make. We can ignore the feeling of being complicit and just try to have as much fun as we can. Or we can face the truth and try to figure out what to do next.
Now, if you'll excuse me, off to the actual nap room.
Oh, bye, Matt.
You know what, Carl? I'm just going to pretend I don't know any of this Jackfruit Jones personal stuff. I'm going to put my headphones in and listen to my music in peace.
Well, while Molly does that, how about we have another thinking question? Do you think you can just tune out the bad parts of someone and only care about the art they make?
Hit pause now.
Actually, Carl, I'd like to hear what our Brains Trust thinks about whether it's okay to still listen to Jackfruit Jones, even if I don't like his actions as a person. You know what? Forget okay. Is it even possible?
Initially, I thought that Jackfruit's, like, his views would kind of seep into his music, but you said that his music was very different to his, like, personality. But I think it's very difficult for especially, like, children, and even if you don't believe in those views and values, if you still hear the music, you're gonna somehow in the back of your mind, you're gonna still admire them and make that bigger connection.
But if you really love the artist and his songs just make you feel better, it's better to just listen to them. And so it's like, you're not gonna get blamed for listening to the song and giving him money. So you can just do it, and you might feel a bit guilty for a while, but it technically makes you feel better. So I would still listen to the songs. So I believe that, no, you should not listen to their music. And like on YouTube, I know like other singers sing the same song, but in their own way. So I might start listening to that in a way that I will not be able to support the artist that actually made the music.
When you're paying for a song, you think you're paying for the song only, but you're also feeling the artist's ambitions and what they want to do outside of music. When you pay for something like that, and if you know they're doing the wrong thing with it, it's the same thing as giving to a charity that you know is going to do the wrong thing.
He's going to use the money to do bad things, but it's not about what the music does for him, it's about what the music does for me. Does it make me feel better? Yes. Does it make me feel less stressed in times when I need that sort of comfort? Yes. So listen to the music and let the artist face whatever repercussions come his way.
I love swimming in a pool and sitting in the spa.
See, this is great. I can enjoy Jackfruit Jones's music without thinking about how he yells at waitstaff or hunts animals. Although, I do wonder what kinds of animals he hunts.
I love seeing movies and I love driving my car.
Hunting any animal is pretty bad. Unless he hunts, like, flies? He probably doesn't hunt flies, though.
I love eating cheese and also drinking juice.
Molly, you're thinking about all the stuff you said you wouldn't think about. Just listen to the music.
I love making jokes and being a silly goose.
I hope it's not elephants. Oh! Carl, what kind of animals does Jackfruit Jones hunt?
Elephants mostly.
No!
I knew it. I knew you couldn't listen to his music and tap out of all this other stuff.
I'm complicit, Carl. Help me.
Hey, can you two stop loudly disturbing my slumber? I could hear you from the nap room.
Sorry, Matt.
It was hard to nap anyway. For a nap room, it sure is full of cuckoo clocks.
Oh, I think you were in the cuckoo clock room.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Matt, I've tried, but I can't ignore how terrible Jackfruit Jones is. What do I do now? How can I stop being complicit in his success?
Well, you could always go cold turkey and stop listening altogether.
I'm not sure that's really an option for me. His songs are always in my head 24/7. I can't give him up. But also, I really don't want to support him. I don't know what to do.
So we've talked a little bit about being complicit in general. It might help if we get a bit more specific about the different ways that you can be complicit in something.
Yes! I've been waiting for a famous Matt Beard ethics list.
Why?
Because I bought this great new bell. I can ding it to mark every new item on the list.
I love that so much. So the first kind of complicity is platforming. Platforming is when we give someone more fame, power, or wealth than ordinary people have. When you stream Jackfruit Jones's music, buy tickets to his concerts, or follow him on social media, you're also helping him to make money, to earn people's respect, and to earn fame. And that fame helps him to keep doing all the awful things that he's done.
Okay, so the problem isn't enjoying the music, it's that the ways I enjoy the music are also helping a bad person live a better life.
That's it. Now, time for number two. Ready, Carl?
Born ready, baby.
We can be complicit through silence.
What? Just being quiet can be bad.
Yep. If we see someone else doing something wrong and we decide not to say or do anything about it, we do a couple of bad things. First, we send a message to that person that they can get away with doing bad things.
Like Jackfruit Jones, because so many people still buy his music and go to his concerts, he's basically learned that he can do whatever he wants without consequences.
Exactly. But also, when so many fans stay silent, it leaves it up to the people who are most affected by his bad behaviour to speak up for themselves. And when he's so popular and so powerful, it makes it really hard for them to do anything.
Hold on, why would it be hard for those people to do anything?
Well, imagine if an animal rights group was trying to protest Jackfruit Jones's big game hunting.
I mean, based on the video I just saw, they definitely have tried that.
but everyone going to his concerts just ignores them. They don't like his hunting, but they don't want to feel guilty or uncomfortable about it, so they just pretend it isn't happening. And that makes standing up to Jackfruit Jones lonely work. Imagine how fast things could change if all those fans told him to stop.
I guess, but that's a lot of work. And I just like listening to his music to relax, not to suddenly have another great big ethical project to do.
That's fair enough too. And we all deserve to feel happy and have some downtime to ourselves. There's an old idea that comes from the art world, because a lot of very famous artists were also pretty bad people, that we should separate the art from the artist. Basically, what that means is that we should enjoy the art without assuming that when we say the artwork is good, we're also saying that the artist is good.
Love that. Totally. Big yes.
Now, off to find that nap room. Poof, man, talk about a busy day in the office.
All right, it's official. From this moment on, I will no longer be complicit in Jackfruit Jones's terribleness.
Nice one, Momo. I'll go burn those T-shirts you got from his last concert then.
Let me finish. Also, stop burning clothes.
If Kyla didn't want me burning clothes, then why did she install a burning clothes room right in the middle of Short and Curly HQ?
That's not a burning clothes room. That's the oven in the kitchen.
Ah.
I'm not going to stop listening to Jackfruit Jones's music. I'm just going to stop supporting him as an artist.
Right.
I'm never going to see him live so he doesn't get my money through ticket sales. I'm not going to talk about him to anyone so I don't spread his message. And I'll only play his records that I've already bought and not buy any new music so he gets zero money from me.
Oh, I see. You're enjoying his music without helping him.
Exactly. Ooh, I've done it. I've separated the art from the artist. Now, off to the record player room.
Is that the room with all the hoops in it?
No, that's the basketball room.
Why is the basketball room full of hula hoops?
Oh, sorry, that's the hula hooping room.
Do you ever wonder if Kyla has put in too many rooms?
Here we go, the record player room. And now, at last, I can listen to Jackfruit Jones with peace of mind.
I love reading books and books, I love wearing my polo. I love eating lunch now, here's my trumpet solo.
Love this trumpet solo. Oh, no. The elephants. I can't stop thinking about the elephants. Carl, run.
Wait, okay.
Run.
Okay, here, come into this room.
What room is this?
It's the room for expressing your emotions and having significant realizations.
Okay, we did not need a room for that.
I know, I'm actually worried Kyla's lost it.
Well, that explains why I can't sleep. People keep coming in here to cry and to realize stuff.
Well, stay awake a little longer, Matt Beard, because I'm realizing I'll never be able to listen to Jackfruit Jones's music again.
Yeah, you know what, Molly? It's not easy to separate the art and the artist. And do you know what, Molly? Not everyone thinks it's actually a good thing to do.
How come?
Well, when we celebrate an artwork, we're also celebrating the artist. We're celebrating their artistic skill, and that's what they become famous for. But that means that all the other things they've done and the people they've hurt tend to be forgotten.
Okay.
Well, you know what isn't bad? Having one last thinking question, which is, what do you now think? Can you separate the art from the artist?
Hit pause now.
I think I need to find some new musicians to listen to.
Well, why don't you go have a look in the musician room? It's just a room full of musicians, like, hanging out.
Okay, but first I'm going to go past the Brains Trust room and thank the gang from Westmead Public School in Sydney. Shweta, Rayansh, Anirudh, Raya, Kush and Ashvita.
Just be careful you don't end up in the Brains room. That room is disgusting.
True. Then I'll go past the voice acting room and thank our YouTube presenter, Jackson Ryan, and our Jackfruit Jones, Craig Tillmouth.
Ooh, then let's go to the behind-the-scenes room and say hi to Anne-Marie de Bettencourt.
And then the producer's room to see executive producer Sophie Townsend.
Okay, that's it. There are too many rooms in Short and Curly HQ, and they are all way too specific.
This is your creator slash producer slash overlord, Kyla Slaven. There will never be too many rooms. I will install 100 more.
Okay, yeah, she's lost it.
ABC Listen.
After all that discussion about the art versus the artist, why not listen to a musician who's literally never done anything wrong and is actually perfect?
Okay, where is this going?
I'm talking about me.
Uh-huh, there it is.
Me. In our Short and Curly episode, is it okay to use technology to help you sing better?
Everywhere I go, I'm always tripping over. Everyone look out for this puddle of spew. I just fell in it. I just fell face down.
That's right. That's where you are the super famous pop star. I get it. And that is a good app.
You can find it in the Short and Curly feed.
And just a warning, there are some special songs in there that you will never be able to unhear.
In a good way.